PureRockOnTheNet.KNAC.com. My name's Frankie DeVita, and I got the ever-popular and crazy-ass CeCe DeVille.
How are you? We're here backstage, Metal Gods, and let me just tell you, it's so important right now. You people don't realize this, but this one movie is going to catapult rock and roll back into the forefront. So I'm so excited. You know why else I'm excited?
Tell me.
Because Samantha Seven's album is coming out May 30th, and for those who don't know it, that's my band. And I'm excited about it because we're, you know what else we're doing?
What? Tell me.
June 1st, we're playing for our record release party, and it's our first show and our last show before I go on tour. However, there's going to be an album for all of you to listen to. 11 dandy, tasty, dastardly, good, good tracks for you to devour. And then when I'm back, I go back on the road again. So I'm excited. And KNEC was behind us from the beginning. And there's also a Poison record to go with the Poison tour.
Power to the people.
Power to the people. And it's that's another humdinger. 5 new tracks, 15 live tracks, and I get to sing. So I am basically, for anyone who's curious about getting sober, get sober. Look at me when I was a junk, I couldn't tie my shoe. Now I bought the whole shoe store.
That is awesome.
I'm so excited.
Now, what are you doing here tonight with Metal God?
I'm emceeing tonight. As a matter of fact, for you people who can't see, you'll see the picture soon. I woke up and I went to do my hair, and my hair came out like brassy orange because it didn't come out right. So I ran in, and I ran into Mark Wahlberg, and he goes, "Oh God, it's orange!" And I said, "I know. Give me, you know, who can I go to?" So he put me in with this great hair person, and before you know it, I was purple.
You are purple. You are very purple. I think it's very cool.
I think it's kind of cool. Yeah, I love the purple do. And I, you know, it's just a metal night.
It is, and there's a lot of people out there that are just dressed to the nines in their metal gear.
Not only are they just to the nines, but some of them are dressed to the 90s.
Yeah, with a little touch of the 90s,
but the 8 1/2.
But you know what? It's coming back. It's coming back with a vengeance.
This movie takes place in 85, and you know what it's about? It's basically like the story of Rip Owens, who was in Judas Priest, and I guess he didn't like that either. But it's one of those things where, you know,
it's loosely based on him.
Loosely, you know. Then again, like my pants, are loosely.
They're not that loose.
On me. I'm very excited to do this, and if you can see my hands are purple.
They are.
Because you know, well.
Because you're running your fingers through your hair.
Yes, I am, because I'm the only one who'll do it.
I would love purple hands, CeCe.
No one else will do it. You know why Stevie Wonder has purple fingers? Because he heard it through the grapevine.
Very, very cute. A sense of humor to boot.
Sense of humor. Hey, I'm rocking like talking!
Well, tell me about this Power to the People tour coming up.
It's going to be insane. It's going to be like 10 sticks of dynamite in a paint store. Every day is 4th of July.
Lots of surprises.
How many cliches can I think of? A stitch in time saves 9. This is going to be an incredible thing. Never once will my fingers leave my hands. More fun than you can possibly have with your clothes on.
Well, your fingers.
A barrel full of monkeys.
I had to think about that one first.
Where's Zadie? Oh, it's going to be great. Brett and I are getting this new thing together where we take turns being the ass. You know, and being that I've been the ass and so good at being an ass, and he's been so good at being an ass, both together we take turns. So it's on different days, we're different asses. So it's great. So, no, but it's going to be great.
But both quite lovely.
But both lovely asses. So we're very, very excited. And the Samantha Seven thing is, I have a feeling it is a great, in part, to do with KNEC, a major part. Because just like any band that starts out, KNEC jumps on it first. And you guys jumped on it first, and then you also gave a review of the album, which I could not have written a better review. And I read it, and my mom called me and goes, you know, your life can end now, and it's worth it. Because that, you know, in other words, you guys who listen to the record, you're always scared if people are going to get it. You get the tongue-in-cheek, you get the songs. I mean, because we're a band, but then again, I've been through so much, I have to laugh a little bit. And with Chris and Francis, we all have a good sense of humor because we've all been trying to do this for so long. And it's always an overnight success because before you make it, no one knows who you are. So even though you're trying for 15, 20 years, no one sees that. So it's always an overnight success. So this success we're starting to see is so exciting and so heartfelt because we've been trying so hard. And the three of us really are the underdogs. I mean, when it comes down to the underdogs, it's us.
Do you think, though, that the name Cece DeVille is going to help that?
You know what? I think that in the end, the band is going to have to stand on its own. And I wouldn't want Cece DeVille to help it or hurt it. I think in the end, it's either going to be, if it sucks, Cece side band, or, man, that band's great. And that's the way I want it to be, because none of us want to have, or else I would have named it the Cece DeVille thing. This band is Samantha Seven. It's a really a great pop. It's a great pop punk. It's like a punk pop. It's like a power punk pop. It's like a PPPP. It's...
So you're not going to have any problems juggling Samantha Seven and Poison?
No. Because when Brett's doing films, I'll be out there working with Samantha Seven, and Poison will be working, and I'll be able to budget my time really, really good. We're very excited. Because I did Samantha Seven, I'm so much better able to cope with the Poison thing, and I'm much more a team player in Poison now that I have this thing.
It balances out.
It balances wonderfully, and I'm so less angry and mad all the time. And I realize that the magic that happens with Poison is one of those miracles, and to be mad at it is stupid when we really have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, I hear there's still a lot of diehard Poison fans, because I hear ticket sales are just phenomenal.
Going crazy. And I thank God for that. Because you know one thing, no matter what happens in the band, we hit that stage and we'll die. We will die to give a great show. And I know that's the one thing that's the most important thing. We'll always die. You know, if I'm having a bad night, I'll just turn the thing up and just try it twice as hard. And I know that's the sentiments of the whole band. And did you cut me off, Frankie? Frankie, you know, you ask me a question and then you pull the mic away.
My apologies. Go ahead.
No, you.
Okay, I was going to ask you. I just wanted to find out what the release date is of the Poison record.
June 13th, my mother's birthday.
Was it planned that way?
Yes, of course. We don't do anything. Everything that happens with Poison is on my mother's birthday. That's why nothing happens except in June 13th. So we have to do it. Like, you know, we're going to have Brett's baby's going to be born June 13th. The tour starts June 13th. The album comes out June 13th. I think I might be getting married June 13th.
Yes, actually, that's when you start in Hershey, Pennsylvania,
yes,
correct?
June 13th. Everything starts June 13th.
Your
nothing for a whole year, and then June 13th, we start everything again. It's one of those superstitions. Go call me crazy.
Your mother is a magical woman.
Oh, she's 1-3. 1-3, 13.
And you know what tomorrow is, right?
Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Okay. You know why? Tomorrow's my birthday, too, May 14th. And what better gift than to be born on Mother's Day?
Is it really? Happy birthday.
Sing a little bit? Yes, I am. Doing a little thing, but that's okay, and you don't have to turn this off because there's no camera, so they really don't know that I'm going into the bathroom. But the main thing is that I'm not shutting the door, so no one can think he's doing something. But all I'm doing is wiping up my schwitz
right in front of all of us.
No, it's all right. Yeah,
so what is the name of the first?
Now listen, don't sell this on eBay.
Don't sell his paper towel on eBay.
Yeah.
What is the name of the first Samantha Seven single?
I Want to Be Famous. And again, for those of you who know me by now, know that it's a brutally honest record. And the three of us have in so many ways tried to be cool and tried to be hip and tried to win over people the hip way, that we decided we're going to try to win people over the old-fashioned way and just beg them. Please. We want to be famous. Only you can make us famous. And it's that desperation and that sadness and that basically we can't do nothing else. People who know me know it's not about the money. I mean, when I was in my heyday in Poison, I had an Acura. Now I have the same Acura. I lost my big house. I live in a small house. It's never been about that. Never. It's been about having the people love our band, love me, love it. It's about seeing these guys go, because you know there's nothing like your first time, and then to see these guys get excited as the ball gets rolling and the train goes, it's very exciting for me to look through it like that. So I'm very excited, and I'm blessed. Honestly, I'm blessed. I'm doing this movie. I have a trailer. Let me tell you, it's the first trailer I've ever had. You know, I'm not even in the movie.
You are special. It says Mr. DeVille on the door.
Could you imagine? Like Norma Desmond.
Whose palm did you grease?
But I mean, the thing is that we finally feel now like everything is going. A couple months ago, we didn't know if we were even ever going to have this released. Now the label is going the same way as the management, as the press, as everyone is embracing this Samantha 7. And it's so wonderful that people are understanding what I'm doing. It's not either or. It's not I like Poison or I like Samantha 7. It's a family. It's a big family. You like Poison, you like Samantha 7. You like Brett's solo album. You like Ricky's doing a glam record. Bobby is opening up another hot dog stand. But I mean, it's just, it's all of us encompassing. You know, he does films. And it's not any one thing. As long as all of us have these outside interests, Poison can keep going and doing Poison.
What do your band mates in Poison think of Samantha 7?
They loved it. When, this is the God's honest truth. When Brett heard the Samantha 7 record, he said, do you want to sing a song on the new Poison record? That didn't come from me. He goes, why don't you, because he knew how much I wanted to do this. And I said, yeah, I would love to sing a song, but I know that's not my job. I'm the guitar player in Poison. He goes, no. I know what it means to you. Sing a song. So how can I be mad at someone that's really meeting me more than halfway? And I'm like, all right, Brett, of course. Well, I'll have to write one. Oh, I just happen to have one right here. You know. So, and that's the I Hate Every Bone in Your Body But Mine. And that's on the new album. And
I love that title.
I know, it's great. it's really, you know, we really, I've been very lucky. I mean, right now, I'm in my late 30s, right? I'm actually 37, I can say it. And I have never felt more at peace and happy with where I am. And I know that's weird, but through my sobriety and through making it the first time and through all the mistakes I made, I have never been this optimistic about my life, ever. And that's fantastic.
It's fabulous.
It really is. And I'm looking at you, and I really, you know, even though I'm doing the shtick, I am so grateful to be here.
Well, I can see just by looking at you, you know, how sincere you are.
I'm so grateful that people are asking me, you want to MC this, and you want to do this show, and it's just, it's so wonderful to be wanted and to be loved.
Okay, I guess we're done. But we're what? Samantha 7 CD coming out, Poison coming out, Poison tour coming out. Thank you, CeCe DeVille.
You're welcome. Thank you.